Today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin Tes, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Ches Amid Beis, the two dots, HaMelech VeHakala, Yirchetzu Es Pineim. Before we begin, I just want to mention that Be'ezras Hashem, we will, as a Chabura, be celebrating the Siyum on Masechtes Yuma, Boi Bayoin, that's Thursday, July 8th, Chof Ches Tammuz in Tribeca Estates in South Fallsburg, New York. We are asking anyone that would like to attend to please RSVP at siumdbs@gmail.com, siumdbs@gmail.com, or you can reach out to Aryeh Gelbart. So Baruch Hashem, very excited and looking forward to having a true celebration, a real Simchas HaTorah for finishing Masechtes Yuma. So today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Eliyoze ben Brindel, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Sarah bas Batya, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, Aryeh Eliezer ben Malka, and Baruch Bendit ben Devorah Hinda. Today's daf is being learned as a schus v'yecheskel shragda ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned l'ilui nishmas Avram ben Yibadol l'chaim toivim ramoyshe chaim. So we're moving along in the very geshmaka last parak of Masechtes Yuma, which began discussing the 5 inuyim of Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, a person is aser b'achilu v'shtiya, that's 1, u'brechitzas 2, u'besicha is 3, ni'ilas asandal is 4, and tashmish hamita is 5. The Mishnah said that although it's aser for a person to bathe on Yom Kippur, and we saw that the iser rechitza isn't only for a person to bathe his entire guf, but even miktsas gufa is aser, stating that hamelech v'hakala yirchetzu es pineim. A king and a kala, a bride, they're allowed to bathe b'miktas. The halacha is yirchetzu es pineim. Zok de gemara. Hamelech v'hakala yirchetzu es pineim. Masnisa mani, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? Rab Chananya ben Tradin. It's Rab Chananya ben Tradin. Tanya b'nun to the b'raisa. Hamelech v'hakala lo yirchetzu es pineim. A melech and a kala, they're not allowed to wash their faces. Rab Chananya ben Tradin. Oimer. Rab Chananya ben Tradin said, Mishum Rab Eliezer, in the name of Rab Eliezer, hamelech v'hakala yirchetzu es pineim. That the melech and the kala are allowed to bathe their face. Additionally, Rab Chananya ben Tradin said, Hachaya loy tinov es hasandal. A chaya, that's a woman that just gave birth, so she's not allowed to wear shoes. Meaning, not only is everyone not allowed to wear shoes, but even the chaya is not allowed to wear shoes. Again, Rab Chananya ben Tradin argued, again, Mishum Rab Eliezer, in the name Rab Eliezer, he said, Hachaya tinov es hasandal, that a chaya is allowed to wear shoes. So what's pshat in all these kulos of Rab Chananya ben Tradin? And essentially, Rab Chananya ben Tradin said 3 kulos. The first one was that a melech is allowed to wash his face on Yom Kippur. A kala, a bride, is allowed to wash her face on Yom Kippur. And a chaya, a woman that gave birth, is allowed to wear shoes. Says the Gemara, melech maitaimo. What's pshat in this kula regarding melech? Because the pasuk says, melech b'yofyoy techezena einecha. A melech is supposed to look b'yofi. As a result, he's allowed to wash his face so that he's going to appear b'yofyoy. Kala maitaimo. What's the reason that a kala, a bride, is allowed to wash her face? Kadesh like Tiskana Abailo, because she's a kala, she just got married, and there's an idea that she should look as beautiful as she can for her husband. Amalei Rav Lechia, so Rav told Rav Chia, kala akama, up until when is a bride considered a kala? Meaning this halacha, what's the shir? Amalei, so he told him, Kedetanya, it's a braisa. Ein moinen tachshitin min akala kol shloishim yoy. Rashi says that this braisa is brought down in the beginning of Perek Besula Nises in Masechtes Ksubas. So there's a sugya about a velus that's tucked away in the beginning of Masechtes Ksubas. And in that sugya, the Gemara brings a braisa that discusses what happens if a chasana and a kala, literally by the chasana, find out that they became avelim. So there's a whole halacha of what you're supposed to do. One of the things is, ein moinen tachshitin, that she continues to wear her tachshitin, and the braisa says, kol shloishim yoyim, the entire shloishim, meaning the first 30 days after her marriage, which coincides with these 30 days of shloishim, this avelos that she's observing, ein moinen tachshitin min akala, Kol Shloishim Yoyim. So Rav Chiya told Rav, you want to know up until when a kala is considered a kala regarding Rav Chananya ben Tradyan's kula that she's allowed to wash her face? It's the same Shloishim Yoyim. Additionally, Achayel Tino Las Asanda. What's the reason for that? Mishum Tzino. That's simply because it's not okay for her to become too cold. It would be considered dangerous. And it's for that reason we say that she's allowed to wear shoes, even though ordinarily you're not allowed to wear shoes on Yom Kippur. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel, who was a great Amora, he was also a doctor, and therefore Shmuel's often mentioned in such Gemara. So he added, Im machmas sakonas akrev mutter, that if a person lives in a place where there's akravim, a place where there's nechashim and akravim, which in the times of Chazal was very prevalent. One of the most important halachas that the Gemara talks about that we don't have today is that once upon a time it was usher to drink from any mashka that was left exposed. And the reason is because people lived together with nechashim and akravim, and there was a risk, there was a danger that maybe the nachash or the akrav deposited a little bit of poison into this liquid, and as a result, it would be dangerous. So once upon a time, people lived in the presence of akravim. So said Shmuel, if a person lives in such a situation, mutter says, I give you a heter, 100%, it's okay, that's considered a real sakana, and there's no question you should wear shoes. Just one interesting thing before we go weiter, and that is, so we have a kula in the Mishnah, hamelech v'hakalo, Yirchatzu es peneim. And the reason is, Melech, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Melech biyofyoi techezenu einecho kala, because of Kadesha loy tiskana al baila. So this Gemara is one of the Mekoiris that the Rishonim bring that would seem to imply that the other inuyim, meaning not Achila and Shtiyah, but the other four inuyim are only Isuri de Rabbanah. So we mentioned it briefly in yesterday's daf, but it would seem a little bit from this Gemara, again, that we're making kulas that if we were dealing with Dina de Raisa, don't seem like something we would do. So if there's a chash of akravim, okay, that's a real chash. That's a question of sakonas nefashis. But kadesh like tiskana al bailo, we're going to violate a nisa de Raisa, or because of a pasuk in Yeshaya, that the king is supposed to look handsome, so as a result, we're going to allow him to violate an isa de Raisa of inuyim. So this is one of the Gemaras, one of the many Gemaras in the Sugis that we've learned that would seem to imply that the Issa is an Issa the Rabbanon. Just interesting that the Mishnah Brura in Siman Tof Reish Yud Aleph. So that's where the Mechaber talks about the Chamisha Inuyim. So the Mishnah Brura brings these two Shitas, whether the Inuyim are Isurei Da'iraisa or Isurei Da'rabanan. And just to be clear, Achila and Shtiyah is for sure an Issa Da'iraisa. The discussion is, what about the other ones? So it says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Oimrim Shumin Atayr. Some say it's Mid'iraisa, Dal Yalfina, Lubish Asmi Krai. Because the Gemara learns it out from Sukkim. The Yesh Oimrim, some say, She'ein O'Yalim Da'rabanan. All they are Isurei Da'rabanan. They cry, and all the Psukkim that the Gemara brought, Asmachta Ba'almanenu. All it is an Asmachta Ba'almanen. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'nafkemina. Either way, it's aser le'inyan safek. The nafkamina would be if you have a safek. If there is suri de'raisa, so in general, you have to approach it with a chumra. If it's Isuri de Rabbanon, then you have a right to approach it with a koyach de'ateros. It says the Mishnah Berurah, l'maisa, what should you do? U'lemaisa roi l'hachmer. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So really, it's 2 days, whether these inuyim are Isuri de'raiso or Isuri de Rabbanon. But the Mishnah Berurah says, l'maisa, being that you have 2 days, it's very hard to be mekel. So he says the right thing to do is to be machner. Just one other interesting ha'ara, and that is, so we have a Gemara, a halacha, where Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyan is mentioned. And it's interesting because Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyan, sometimes referred to as Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan, is one of the most famous Tanoim in Shas. One of the Asara Arugei Malchus. There's some beautiful Divrei Agada associated with Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan also had a very famous daughter, Bruria, very famous son-in-law, Rameir. So Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan is one of the most important figures in Jewish history. But amazingly, he's very, very, very rarely mentioned in Shas. I looked it up. In the Sefer Toldos Tanon V'Amiram, so Rabbi Aaron Hyman says that he found 3 places where Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan is mentioned in the context of a halacha. A Gemara Masechtas Menachos Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, a Tosefta in the 6th parak of Masechtas Mikvos, and this Gemara that we just learned right now, where Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan is mentioned. It's also interesting that Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan said his halacha in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Aaron Hyman says, told us Sanan Vamiram, we don't really know that much about Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan. Who was his Rebbe? So if he would have said a lot of halachas, we probably know who his Rebbe is. But we don't have that many halachas from Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan. So he says, here's a Gemara where he said Torah in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. So it's mistaber that he was a Talmud of of Rabbi Eliezer. It is interesting that the Gemara Masechtas Avodah Zarah talks about how Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan was taken away from this world, and the Gemara says he was being makol kehilos berabim, and he was yoshev v'oisik b'tayro, say v'tayro munach b'chekoy, and the Gemara tells a chilling story of how Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan passed away, one of the Asar Rugei Malchus. But Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan's legacy is that he was yoshev v'oisik b'tayro, and he was makol kehilos berabim. And ironically, we have such little Torah from Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan. We know the story that he taught Torah Barabbim. Rabbi Akiva taught Torah Barabbim. The whole Shas is Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan, we know very little. So this is a Gemara worth cherishing, where we have a Sivsois of Doivavois Vekever. We have a Halacha of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan. Zach the Gemara right there. So the Mishnah then shifted its attention from super high level, the five hinuyim, to getting into some of the halachas. And the Mishnah said, ha'oichel k'choyseves hagasa. If someone eats a k'choyseves hagasa on Yom Kippur, the halacha is, if he eats it, k'moyo v'chigari nasa, it and its pit, the halacha is, he's going to be chayiv. So, if someone eats on Yom Kippur, he violates an iser. It's one of the chamishi hinuyim. And it's the one of the chamishi hinuyim that there's no debate and discussion in the Rishonim, whether it's an Issa Deiraisa or it's an Issa Rabban. Kula Alma Moidi, everyone agrees that it's an Issa Deiraisa. Not just that, Chayiv Koris. Not just that, if he does a B'shoigig, you'll be Chayiv Chatas. But, like with all Oinche HaTayra, there's a shear. So what's the shear? Says the Mishnah, if somebody eats the amount that's equivalent to a Koiseves Agasa, so just to touch, a Koiseves is a date, Gasa is a large date. Kamaya, its value, meaning the basar, the flesh, the actual fruit, ukingari nasa, and the pit, that would be the shear. Which means that the shear for achila on Yom Kippur is very different than the shear achila for roiv isurei taira. Roiv isurei taira, the shear achila is a kizayas. Eretz, asher kol shu'ureo kizayas. The Gemara says, kol shu'ureo? No, roiv shu'ureo kizayas. So we know that roiv of the shi'urei taira is bekizayas. Whether it's a loisase, whether it's a mitzvah. So roiv shi'urei achila in the taira, ruba de ruba are kizayas. There are a few exceptions to the rule, chametz b'mashu, but this is one of the exceptions to the rule. And the rule of Kizayis is not true for Yom Kippur. Rather, the shear is going to be a Koiseves Agasa. Now, why is the shear a Koiseves Agasa? So we're going to see it a little bit in today's daf. It's going to be one of the themes of tomorrow's daf. But Netz Hashem and the Raid, we'll get into it a little bit more. But for now, it's an Isser Achil on Yom Kippur. Everybody knows that. Chayv Krisos, Chayv Chatos. But the shear is a different shear. The shear is not a Kizayis. The shear is Koiseves Agasa Kamoya. Says the Gemara, if someone eats a keseves hagasa, wait, Rapapa. So Rapapa had a shaylo. When we measure the shear, is it the date with the pit or is it the date without the pit? Frank Rashi, what do you mean? Is it with the pit or without the pit? That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah couldn't have been more clear. It says, Oichel keseves hagasa. Kemoya v'chigari nasa. So Rashi, Rapapa read the Mishnah. But Rapapa wasn't sure how to translate the Mishnah. Meaning, when the Mishnah says, Kamoya v'chigari nasa, does it mean, u v'chigari nasa, as if you need to eat both? Or is it Kamoya oi k'gari nasa? Is it oi, other? Or is it u, meaning both? And that was Rapapa Shaila. So Rapapa's question wasn't just asked in a vacuum. Rapapa was trying to understand, Pasha Pshad, how to read the Mishnah. Taisus, by the way, doesn't really like Rashi's Pshad, because Taisus says that if the Shaila, if the way to read the Mishnah is kamoya oikigari nasa, so what does it mean? Either its volume or the pit's volume. Whichever is the smaller share, that's the one that it's going to be. So is the pit bigger or is the actual fruit bigger? Figure out which one is bigger, and that's the one that ultimately is going to determine what the shear is going to be. But either way, that's the way Rashi explains it. And that was the Shiloh. When the Mishnah says, is it the garinasa? It's the volume of both together, the combined volume. That's what the shear is for Isra Achila on Yom Kippur. Or is it either one? Rav Ashi had a similar question. Etzem Kisa Oira. So the halacha is that a mace is metam, tumas mace. But you don't need the whole mace, because ayas basa, revias dam, or an etzem, the size of a sa'ira. So Rav Ashi wanted to know, when we say etzem, is it big kli pasa or beloy kli pasa? Is it with the shell or is it without the shell? Belacha b'yavesha, is it moist or is it dry? And the answer to this question would make a nafgamina in how much you would have to have. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa and Rav Ashi both clarified similar questions. One clarified a question with regards to Hilchas Achila and Yom Kippur. The other one clarified a question with regards to Hilchas Tumah. One was discussing the Shir Kechaseves Hagasa and Yom Kippur. The other one was discussing the Shir of Etzem Kisar. But they didn't ask the same question. And the Gemara wonders out loud why not. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi, let me buy you Rav Papa. Rav Ashi didn't ask Rav Papa's question. Meaning, even though he was trying to understand the Mishnah of Etzem Kisa'ira, but at the same time, he wasn't trying to understand this shir. And the reason is because he felt Gasa Itmar. And it's Mashma Kol Kama de Gasa. At the end of the day, the Mishnah says, Oichel Ki Chayseves HaGasa. Chayseves HaGasa literally means a large date. But what the spirit of what it means is we're looking for a big shir. We didn't say a regular date. We said a large date, like for example, a kezayis. A kezayis is always a kezayis beinoni. It's not the biggest kezayis. It's not the smallest. It's always a kezayis beinoni. Usually we go with the derech hamamutza. That's usually the rule that halacha follows. But when it comes to the kezayis, it's the kezayis hagasa. So if we're already talking gasa, we're looking grub, we're looking big. So it's mistaber that the Mishnah man, kamaya v'chigari nasa, because that would be in line with the spirit of gasa. That's why he didn't ask that question. Rapapa didn't ask Rav Ashi's question because lacha, if the etzem is lacha, shibaylas mikri. It has a different name. It's called shibaylas. And shaloybe klipasa, and if it doesn't have, it's klipa ushla mikri. Then it would be considered ushla. I mean, it has different names. So if we say etzem kisa'ira, so obviously it means not lacha. It also has to be that it's Bikli Pasa, because otherwise it would have a different name and it wouldn't be called a Saira. If we use the word Saira, so it must be that it's dry and it must be that it's together with its Klifas. So again, Rapapa wasn't sure about the halacha of Kechoseves Hagasa Kemoyev Gari Nasa. Is it both or is it one or the other? And essentially what the Gemara just said was that even though Rapapa wasn't sure, Rav Ashi was sure. Rav Ashi knew for sure that it's Kamoya Vichigari Nasa because he felt that once Chazal said Gasa, so we're looking for a bigger shir. Bigger shir would mean the two together. Clearly, what we're looking for is a bigger shir. When Rav Ashi said it, he really never said it. Rav Ashi never ever said it. But Rav Ashi cleared a shayla regarding Etzem Kisa'ira. And the Gemara was bothered. Why would Rav Ashi have only cleared Etzem Kisa'ira? Why would he have not cleared Rapapa shayla? Must be that Madam Asafka Leila Rapapa Pshita Leila Rav Ashi, says the Gemara. So the Gersa we have in our Gemara is Amar Rav Amar Rav Yehuda, but the Maseres Hashas changes it to Amar Rab Amar Rav Yehuda. Kesevus Hagasa Shomru, the Kesevus Hagasa that Chazal said is the Shir for the Israchil and Yom Kippur. Yaseir Mikabei, it's larger than an egg. Now, an egg, as we're going to see in the course of today's daf and in tomorrow's daf, was in many ways a benchmark that Chazal used when it came to Shiurim. So the Torah doesn't talk about an egg in the context of Shiurim, but Chazal did. So just as an example, a Kezayis is the main primary Shiur when it comes to all the Yisuri Achila. How big is a Kezayis? So it's a half a Beitza. The Rambam Sheet is, it's a third of a Beitza, but it's a half a Beitza. We look at the Kezayis relative to an egg, a Revius, which is the classic Shiur for all liquids. So the way Chazal related the shear of a revius, they said it's a beitza v'chetzi. It's 1.5 beitza. So the beitza was usually the benchmark when it came to shiurim. So even if the shear won't be a beitza, but we're going to look at it in terms of how many beitza is this and how many beitza is that. So regardless, Rabbi said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda that you want to know what the kesevus hagasa is relative to the beitza. So he said the kesevus hagasa shomer yisera mikabeitza. It's bigger than the beitza. The kimlu hu l'rabbanon, and the reason this is the shear. So the rabbanon felt the b'hach. And this line is a very important line. We're going to go through this line quickly now. We'll revisit it in the Reh. But what the Gemara is saying is that the Isser Achila on Yom Kippur is different than the Isser Achila in all other places. Ordinarily, there's an Isser Achila. So for example, a Yid's not allowed to eat Nevela. A Yid's not allowed to eat Chazer. What the Torah doesn't want you to do is eat. This act of eating this particular food is what the Torah said is not okay. The Torah governs what we do, what we don't do, where we can go, what we can say, what we can eat. And there's certain things that are macholei sasuras. There's certain things that you're not allowed to eat. Yom Kippur, it's a different punchline. It's a different knetch. Yom Kippur Yid has to be in a state of inui. Ka'anu es nafsho yiseichem. Ve'inisem es nafsho yiseichem. Tzim erstimol, tzim tzveitimol, tzim dritimol. Ve'hanefesh asher loisuna. It's, your person has to be in a state of inui. If you eat, you're not in a state of inui. How do you know achil is related to inui? Okay, those were the agadat Gemaras that we had in the beginning of the parak when the Gemara told us how we know that inui Inui means the five inuyim that were mentioned in the Mishnah. But the point is, what we're looking for is for the person to be in a state of inui. By eating, you're not in a state of inui. Here's the punchline. If you eat a kezias, you're still going to be in a state of inui. You need to eat more than a kezias to ruin the inui. How much more do you have to eat? Said Rabbi, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Kim Luhula Rabbanon, the Bahachi Miyasvadaite, that if a person eats a Kaisevis Hagasa, according to Ravashi, Kamoya Vichi Gari Nosa, that's when he's not going to be in the state of Inui anymore. Regardless, a Kaisevis Hagasa is really a very big share. It's bigger than a Kazayas, it's even bigger than a Beya, which is twice the size of a Zayas. But still, that is the share. Batsami Hachi, you're allowed to eat. Now you run into chatzi share problems. But from a sheer perspective, batsami hachi is okay. And the reason is because kimlu the rabban and the bahachi miyas v'dayte, and that's what it's all about when it comes to Yom Kippur. Afraid to Gemara Akasha. Akasha, on what Rabbi said in the name of Yehuda, that the koyseves agasa is larger than the egg. Meisevei, from a Mishnah, Mesach Tesukah, Meisevei, there was a story of Yehuda, Rabbi Yechon, Menzakeh, Litim, Esat Tavshel. They once brought Rabbi Yechon, Menzakeh, a Tavshel to taste. Ulu Rabbi Gamliel, Shtei Koyseves, and they brought Rabbi Gamliel two dates, Vedel Yishamayim, and a pitcher of water for Amru, and Rabbi Yechon, Menzakeh, and Rabbi Gamliel both said, Halom the Sukkah, bring the food to the Sukkah. Now, Vatani Allah, we learned in the Brice, this is a mission. The Brice had commented on the Brice in the mission and said, Loibit Nesha Lachakach. The reason Rabbi Yechon, Menzakeh, Rabbi Gamliel said, take the food into the sukkah. It's not because they had to eat in the sukkah. They wanted to be machmer. They didn't want to eat anything outside the sukkah, these great tannoyim. So they said that take the tafshel, Rabbi Yechman Zakai did, and bring it into the sukkah. Rabbi Gamliel said, take the two dates and the water and bring it into the sukkah. Says the Mishnah, when they gave Rab Tzadik food outside of the sukkah, he would eat it. Rab Tzadik would sometimes eat outside of the sukkah. However, Pachas Mikabeya, who would only eat less than a beya, not like the mappa, he would hold it with a towel. For achnei chutz l'sukkah, he ate it outside the sukkah, but like beirach achnav, and he didn't make birchas hamazon. Rashi says shloisha kulam nahagbay, that if you add it up, Reb Tzadik really he was noyek three kulas. Number one, he ate without washing his hands. Doesn't say he washed his hands. It says not leib a mappa. He grabbed it with a mappa, with a napkin. But he actually didn't wash his hands. The second kula is he ate it outside the sukkah. And the third kula is like birich achnav. He didn't bench afterwards. And the reason is because he ate pachas mikabeya. And he held pachas mikabeya, you don't have to wash your hands. Pachas mikabeya, you don't have to bench. And pachas mikabeya, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. Now what is it, mashma? Hakabeya by sukkah. If Rav Tzadik would have been given a beya, he would have eaten it inside the sukkah. It was pachas mikabeya. So what's the shir? In terms of achila sukkah, it's a beya, right? That's what the shir is. So the Gemara makes a little bit of a cheshbon. We see from Rav Tzadik that the shir to eating in a sukkah is a beya. A beya has to be eaten in a sukkah. Now, if you're going to tell me, okay, seves agas is bigger than a beya, so have a kasha, hash the shtei koisoves b'lei garinon. The two dates without pits, lehavi kabeya. You see from the aforementioned Mishnah, the two dates without a pit are less than a beya. How do you know that? Because the Mishnah said the Rabbi Gamliel took his two dates and he ate it in the sukkah, but not because he had to eat it in the sukkah. Really didn't have to eat it in the sukkah. Now, you see from Rabbi Tzadik that a beya has to be eaten in the sukkah. So it must be the two dates were eaten, were less than a beya. And that's why they didn't have to be eaten in a sukkah. Now, one thing is clear, that Rabbi Gamliel didn't eat the pits. So you see that two dates without the pit are less than a beya. Right? He didn't eat the pit. So obviously, two dates without the pit are less than a beya. If that's the case, Freit Gemara, Koyseves Hagasa, Vichengari Nosa, Mihavi Yesera Mikabeya, is it mistaber then that one Koyseves Hagasa, albeit with the pit, will be bigger than the beya? So this is not like a head-on collision type of question. The question has a major assumption in it, which the Gemara is going to immediately address. But just to understand the words of the Kasha, if Rab is right, that a Koyseves Hagasa v'chigari nasa is bigger than a beya, is it mistaber then that two dates beloy gari nasa should be less than a beya? You see that two dates is less than a beya, because a beya you have to eat in the sukkah. How do you know that? Because Rav Tzadik, who was willing to eat outside the sukkah, was only willing less than a beya. Once it was a beya, he was going to eat it inside the sukkah. So you say, Maris, the beya is the cutoff shear in terms of achila sukkah. And yet you see that Rav Gamliel fell two dates, albeit below Garinasa, he didn't have to eat in a sukkah. He did it anyways, but it was a mitzvah min hamufcher. It wasn't really something that he felt he had to do. That means two dates without the pit are less than a sukkah. So if two dates without the pit are less than a sukkah, it's not mistaber, says the Gemara, that two dates without the pit will be smaller then one date, albeit Kaiseves Hagasra, and albeit with the pits. Again, we're not comparing apples to apples or dates to dates, right? We're comparing two dates without pits to a Kaiseves Hagasra with the pit, and the Gemara is making an assumption that for sure it's not mistaber that the Kaiseves Hagasra with the pit should be bigger than the two pits. So then it should be bigger than the two dates. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmi said, I'm not masking. Who said, in shtei Kaiseves b'lei garim nosam le'avik abeya? It couldn't be two Kaiseves without the pit are less than abeya. And that's why, even though abeya, you have to eat inside a sukkah, but the two Kaiseves, Rabbi Gamliel felt he didn't have to eat in the sukkah, but a Kaiseves Hagasra, v'garim nosam le'yisera mikabeya. But as it relates to the Kaiseves Hagasra, together with the pit, number one, the date is bigger, and number two, it has the pit, so the pit is big, and as a result, could be that's going to be bigger than a pit. Rav Papa heard this, said, oh, now I understand. Haidu Dam Rich, this is what people mean when they say, Trey Kabi de Tamri, if somebody has two kavim, that's a shear of dates, so what he has is Chad Kaba de Kashiosa v'sariach. A little bit more than one of the kabin is going to be made up of the pit, because the pit is actually bigger than the date, and it's a little mashma, then it's very good. So the kaiseves hagasa together with the pit is going to be bigger than the two kaisavos, because the pit is bigger than the kaiseves itself. So the pit is for sure going to give it the edge, and it makes very much sense, said Rav Papa, in light of this saying. Zok the Gemara. Rava said a different teretz. Again, what's the kasha? Rabba said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda that Kaiseves Hagasra is bigger than Abeya. The kasha is, you see, l'chura, that the two Kaiseves are smaller than Abeya, because Abeya has to be eaten in a sukkah, and Rabbi Gamliel ate the two Kaiseves in the sukkah, but it was only a chumra, the Mishnah says. Really, he wouldn't have eaten it. And the Gemara is assuming, right, that was the whole question, that the two Kaiseves are not smaller than the Kaiseves Hagasra together with the bit. So the first teretz was on, it's not a good assumption. Kaiseves Hagasra with the garina is bigger than the two Kaiseves. Rava says, no, let's go with the assumption that we made, that the two Kaiseves shouldn't be any smaller than the Kaiseves Hagasra v'garinasa. If that's the case, so l'chura, if the Kaiseves Hagasra v'garinasa is bigger than the Beya, then the two Kaiseves are also bigger than the Beya. So why did the Mishnah say that he took it into the sukkah as a chumrah? L'chari had to take it into the sukkah because Yosef Nikabeya is chayv in a sukkah. So Rava said a sukkah terror. He said, how's the mind of time? He was eating the peri. No, he was eating peris. Uperi leboy is sukkah. Rabbi Gamliel held that peris are not chayv in sukkah. Rabbi Tzadik was eating bread less than a beya outside the sukkah. A beya would be in the sukkah. Peris, even if it's yosemik a beya, doesn't matter how big it is. It was peris, and that's why he wasn't mechuyev to bring it into the sukkah. Meisvei, is that true? We're digressing now. Peris don't have to be eaten in a sukkah. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi Sakshino lemdim toyetz rabbi lasman shemua. When we were learning toyetz rabbi lasman shemua, viu lufanenu te'inav anavim. He brought us te'inim and anavim. V'achalnu nachilas haroi chutz sukkah, and we ate it in achilas haroi outside the sukkah. And it sounds like achilas haroi in achilas kvadoi. He was only willing to eat in achilas haroi outside the sukkah, but in achilas kva he would have eaten in a sukkah. Why? Because achilas kva you can't eat it outside the sukkah. Problem is, it's peris. If peris are not chayv in sukkah, so why do you only eat achilas haroi outside the sukkah? Look, even achilas kva could have eaten outside the sukkah. So the Gemara says, you're asking a kasha from a brisa. It's not such a kasha. Brises, we know, can easily be edited. They weren't edited as thoroughly as the Mishnayos were. And that's why the Gemara says you can make a little edit and we can wiggle out of this question. Either Ema Achalnun Ki Achilas Haroi Chotzal Sukkah. Now we ate it Achilas Haroi. They ate the fruit outside the Sukkah Achilas Kva. However, when they ate it as if it was an Achilas Haroi. Meaning, they ate Achilas Kva, but they were matter it as if it was an achilas haroi. But physically, they were eating achilas kva, because parents, you could always eat outside of a sukkah. Or you could just edit it a little bit more aggressively, and that is achalnu achilas kva. We ate achilas kva, the parents, that is, and achalnu pas. Additionally, we ate pas, achilas haroi ba'adayu, chutz l'sukkah, because pas, you could eat achilas haroi outside the sukkah. The bottom line is, you can't bring me any rayas from that price, whether you mechuyev to eat parents inside the sukkah, or you're not mechuyev to eat parents inside the sukkah. Let's see if we can bring a raya. Zok the Gemara, a raya that parents are not chayv in sukkah. So the context over there is Rabbi Eliezer's halacha, in Masechta the Sukkah, and that is that a person on Sukkot is obligated to eat 14 sudos inside the Sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer holds every day of Yontif Yechayev to eat two sudos in Sukkot. There's 7 days of Sukkot, not counting Shmini Atzeres. 7 times 2 is 14. You have to eat 14 sudos. Stating that, Rabbi Eliezer said a kula. He said that you don't have to eat real sudos. You could even eat Mine Targima. Says Rabbi Eliezer, Lefikach in Hishlam, Mine Targima Yotze. If the way you were mashlam the 14 sudos was by eating Mine Targima, you're going to be Yotze. Now the Gemara assumes that what Rabbi Eliezer was trying to say was that even if you eat the not such chosh of the suda, But as long as it's something you're mechuyev to eat in a sukkah, and you eat it in a sukkah, you're going to be yotze. And the least chashuv thing the Gemara was able to come up with, that one is chayev in a sukkah, is minei targim. We're also assuming that minei targima is something that people used to dip bread into. Rashi says lifton. So in the olden days, the bread was the ikra of the suda. That's why the way sudas worked is you make a maitzi lachem and aretz on this bread, and everything else you were yaitz with, because everything else was tuffel to the bread. So anything that you would dip the bread into, such as fish, or dips, or meat, chicken, those want different types of lifton. So essentially, what the Rabbi Eliezer is saying is, you have to eat 14 sudas on sukkah. However, they don't have to be 14 real sudas. You can have a few b'di'evit sudas as well. For example, minei targim, that's like the biggest chiddush. Now, if you're going to tell me you have to eat fruit in a sukkah, say a bigger chiddush. Minei targim, listening peiros, say even peiros. So the Gemara says, must be, because peiros is not chayiv in sukkah. Oh, misayeli, that's right to this digression. It's right to that we just said, that peiros are not chayiv in sukkah. But the Gemara says, no, my minei targim in peiros. Maybe that's what minei targim means. You're assuming minei targim means some hummus. Maybe that's not what it means. Maybe it means peiros. Maybe peiros is considered minei targim, and anachinami, peiros is chayiv in sukkah. We take for granted that if you want peiros, you have peiros. But once upon a time, they didn't always have peiros. So maybe the time of the Mishnah wasn't talking about peiros, because who has peiros? But anachinami, if you have Paris, maybe Paris is chayv in sukkah, and maybe it can be yoitza with Paris. The bottom line is, just returning to the original halacha, and that is Omar Rabba, Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Kaiseves Agasa Sha'amru Yeseira Mikaber. The Kaiseves Agasa is bigger than a Kezias. In fact, it's even bigger than the Bay. Even though the Bay is twice the size of the Zayas, it's even bigger than that. And it's a big shear when it comes to Yom Kippur. Why? Why isn't it simply a Kezias? Because on Yom Kippur, it's about Yishuv Adas. It's not about Achila. And Kimlu the Rabban and the Bahachi Miyas V'dayte Boster Mehachi Loi Miyas V'dayte. But as we're about to see, Rabba, Amar Rab Yehuda, is only one of two opinions in the Gemara. Rab Zvid Amar, Rab Zvid said, Kaseves Agasa Sha'amru, the Kaseves Agasa the Chazal were referring to as Chaser Mikabe. It's smaller than a Beya. It's not bigger than a Beya. It's more than a Beya. The Tanah. And the Gemara says that Rab Zvid had a Raya from a Mishnah, and the Sechth is Beya, not ironically, and in fact, it's the first Mishnah Masech Tzbe. B'shamay Yoimrim, B'shamay says, Sa'or B'kizayis, and Chomet B'kichoy Seves. Again, we're going to bring a raya from the first Mishnah Masech Tzbe to a halacha that relates to the Shir Beya, but not from the opening line of the Masech, which talks about a Beya, Beya Shanol D'Meyantiv, but actually it's from one of the next cases. So we're discussing a Machlokes B'shamay B'sil regarding the Shir for Bal Yeroe and Bal Yemate. So B'shamay said, Sa'or is B'kizayis, and chomet is b'kichoy seves. So we know what chomet is. What's sa'ar? Sa'ar is sourdough. Sa'ar is actually considered more chomer than chomet. Definitely for our purposes today. And the reason is because sa'ar is not just chomet, it's also machmet. It also has the ability to make something else into it. It causes dough to rise. It has the ability to make something else into chomet. So Beis Shammai says, as it relates to the shear bal yirah bal yimatzeh for sa'ar is a smaller shear than it is for chomet. If it's a smaller shear, that means it's more chomer. Meaning, even if you have less of it, you already violated the Isser. So Sa'ar is already B'kizayis. Chametz, you would have to have more, because it's more kuladig. It would have to be a Kaiseves. A Kaiseves is for sure bigger than a Kizayis. We're debating whether a Kaiseves Hagasa is bigger or smaller than a Beya. But a Kizayis, for sure, that's easy. So Sa'ar is the smaller share, meaning the more chametzig is share is B'kizayis, whereas chametz is the larger shear, the more cooler the shear, that's because it says, and the Gemara says, my time to Beis Shammai, and the Sugi Masech Tzbeya, when it discussed Shitas Beis Shammai, asked and wondered, what's Pshat Beis Shammai? I mean, where did he come up with a different shear for Sa'ar and a different shear for Chametz? So the Gemara said as follows, because Beis Shammai held Nichta Rachmona Chametz, for loy by Yisar. Why did Torah even have to mention an Issa Ba Yirah Ba Yimatze by Sa'ar? Let it just say by Chametz, I would know Sa'ar. If I know, I mean, ma, Chametz Shein Chimutze Kasha Aser, because I is Osher Chimutze Kasha like Olshkein, if Chametz is Aser Ba Yirah Ba Yimatze, certainly Sa'ar is Aser Ba Yirah Ba Yimatze. So the Gemara says, in Beya, Midapal Ginu Rachmona, for the fact that the Torah went and singled out chametz and singled out sar, limdocha, it must be coming to teach us a halacha. The halacha is that there must be some chumrah in one of the two. Which one? Obviously, sa'ar, because that's more chamor. The chumrah isn't the shear. That shayura is shalzeh, like shayura is shalzeh. Sa'ar, bikizayit, the chametz, bikichoy seves. That's Beis Shammai's makar. Hede Beis Shammai know that there's a different shear for Sa'ar and Chametz? Hede Beis Shammai know that there's a more chumra diga shear for Sa'ar than there is for Chametz? Or a smaller shear, which is more chumra than Chametz? It's because he felt, otherwise why did Torah say Sa'ar? I would know Sa'ar from Chametz. So what's the two shiurim? The smaller shear is Kezayis, and the larger shear is Kosevis. So the Gemara is going to say like this. I understand the shear Kezayis. All shiurim are kezayis. Whenever you talk about food, you're talking about a kezayis. But where did Chazal get kezayis from? Doesn't say it mefurish anywhere. Where did they get it from? So the Gemara is going to assume, it's kedai to speak it out loud first, they probably felt that if there's two shiurim and the benchmark shiur is going to be the kezayis, so the next shiur is probably going to be more kuladik, meaning a larger shiur. So if you move a step up from kezayis, what's the next food you get to use as a reference for a shiur? A kaisavis, says the Gemara, but if you're going to tell me, like Rabbi said, that the kaisavis agas is bigger than the beya, so mechti, lamazay, beshami ashir denofish, because I is kamahadri. All beshami is really looking for is a larger shear. They're looking for a shear that's bigger than kaisavis, listening to beya. The next step up is the egg. The inami ki adodininu. And by the way, even if they're the same, said Rabbi Zvid, let's say the beya and the kaisavis are the same. Nisni kabeya, still should have said kabeya. Why? Rashi says, because the Beya is Shogar B'Mishnah Yoyseh. That's the classic shit, like we mentioned earlier. The classic shit was the Beya. Elav Shmanino. So Rav Zvid and Meiridik must be Kaisevis Prusa Mikabeya. The Kaisevis must be Prusa Mikabeya. That's the Raya, that the Kaisevis is smaller than the Beya. So if he was looking for a step up after Kazayas, what did he come up with? He came up with the Kaisevis. But the Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know that? Maybe the Kaisevis Hagasa, show me your same Mikabeya. Maybe I'll tell you really the Kaisevis Hagasa is bigger than the Beya. Because again, on Yom Kippur, we're not just talking about a kiseves. We're talking about a kiseves hagasa, kamoya v'chigarino. So we're talking about a larger kiseves. And maybe the larger is bigger than the bear. Like Rabbi said in Rabbi Yehuda Naman Aleph, hastama, but a regular kiseves is kabeya. Maybe it's the same as a bear. Or some have the gear, so maybe it's even less than a bear. And even if it's the same, so you can ask me a kasha, so then why did we mention the kaiseves, mention the beya? No, that's not such a kasha. You want to know why we picked the kaiseves and we didn't pick the beya? No. But the bottom line is, the ikur tain of the Gemara is you can't bring me any rayas from this Mishnah, because again, all you see from this Mishnah maybe is that the kaiseves stama, not the kaiseves agasa, is smaller than the beya. But you don't see that the kaiseves hagasa is smaller than the beya. Maybe the kaiseves hagasa is larger than the beya, which is really what Rabbi said. The Gemara says, Alamei hacha, he writes, Rav Zvid must have had a makar from somewhere else, and this was his makar from another Mishnah, a Mishnah in the Sechtes Bracha. So all the Toshmas in today's Dafs, all the Mesves, and the Lema Misayeles are all from very Geshmaka, some really, really classic Mishnah. So sometimes when you go through Toshmas, there's Tyrus and Kachim, and there's some real abstract type of halachas. Here we have Sukkah, and we have Bayerah, Bayimatzeh, and now we have the halachas of Birchas HaMazon. Says the Mishnah, Kama Mizan, how much does a person have to eat in order for him to be mitztaref for Birchas HaZimun, for Rabbi Yisrael Mevelim Benchin, which, by the way, is another way of saying, how much does a person have to eat in order for him to be chayiv in Birchas HaMazon Deiraisa? So what's the shear? So we know it's a machloikis, ad kezayis, ad kebeya. This is the makar. Ad kezayis, if Rameir. Rameir said, you have to eat a kezayis from Yudah, ad kebeya. You have to eat a kebeya. Man, kemifiki, what's the machloikis? Rameir said, Rameir holds v'yachaltos v'achila, v'savatos v'shtia. It says in the Torah, v'yachalta, v'savata, uveirachta. V'yachalta, stamachila is always b'kezayis. If that's the case, so the shear is going to be a shear kezayis. Again, it says v'yachalta, v'savata, uveirachta. V'yachalta, achila. Savata, shtia, uveirachta. Now you have to bench. What's v'yachalta? It's what achila always is. It's a kezayis. So if you eat a kezayis, you chayv in brichas ha-mosb. You the savra, you the holes. V'yachalta, v'savata, is achila sheyesh bo sviya. It has to be an achila that satisfies a person. Ve'eze, zeh kebeya. And that is a kebeya. So said Rav Zvid Gvaldik. These all kedai to kesevas agas shom yusei mikabeya. Now if you're going to tell me a kesevas agas is bigger than a beya, so he says, I don't understand. Hash the kebeya sfuye mesava. Daiti loy meyasva. If you're telling me that once you eat a beya, you're already vishavata. So how's it possible that you're allowed to eat a beya on Yom Kippur? You just can't eat more than a beya. You can't eat a kaiseves hagasa. What's the esoid of the shir achil on Yom Kippur? Yishev adas. I'm already v'yachalta v'savata when I ate the beya. But I don't have Yishuv Hadas. Elulav Shema Mino, said Rav Zin, must be. Must be less than a beya. And kid beya, when you eat a whole beya on misava, you already have svia, you're satisfied. When you only eat a kaiseves, miyasva daite, all you have is yishuv hadas excel. So a machloikis between Rabba in the name of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Zvid, whether the kaiseves agasa, which is the shear for the Isra Achiva on Yom Kippur, is it yisera mikabeya? Or is it chaseira mikabeya? We'll see more about it in tomorrow's daf. But two ha'aras as it relates to today's daf. The first is a little more lundish from the sense of it being foundational in terms of understanding some of the gemaras that we've learned and some of the gemaras that we're going to learn. And the second one is a little bit more light. So a tremendous anomaly as it relates to the Isra Achila on Yom Kippur versus all other Isuri Achila in the Torah. And that is ordinarily when it says in the Torah, thou shalt not eat whatever it is. The shir is kizayis. It's halacha l'moshe misinai, that shiuri achila are big kizayis. So much so, that wherever it says the word achila in the Torah, it doesn't even matter what the context is. It always means kizayis. Because that's the rule, and it's halacha l'moshe misinai. And when it says achila in the Torah, it always means kizayis. The most notable exception is the Isra Achil on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, in order for a person to be chayiv, forget about chatzis shir, in order for a person to be chayiv, the halach is you have to eat more than a kezayis. You have to eat a kaiseves hagasa, a large date, kamaya v'chigari nasa, its volume and the volume even of its pit. And according to one mandam in today's Gemara, this is even bigger than a beya, which is twice the size, and according to the Rambam, three times the size of his eyes. But the bottom line is, it's a much larger shir achila. The question is why? If all these surah Torah because ayas, why would the shir achila on Yom Kippur be different? And the Gemara answered the question, and it's going to continue to answer this question, and that is because the aside of the Isra achila on Yom Kippur is fundamentally different than the Isra achila of all other machalos asuras. All the machalos asuras that you find in the Torah. So it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat this, you're not allowed to eat that. Achila kapta rachmana. The Torah doesn't want you to eat. The Torah governs what we do. And one of the things it governs is what we eat. Thus, you have a whole hilchos machalos asuras. There's certain foods you're not allowed to eat. And when the Torah says you're not allowed to eat something, it doesn't matter what it is. The sheer, the definition of achila is always b'kizayis. The Torah on Yom Kippur, however, never said you're not allowed to eat. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you cannot eat on Yom Kippur. What it says in the Torah is that on Yom Kippur, ta'anu esnaf shayisechem, v'inisem esnaf shayisechem, v'anefesh ashaloy su'una. That's what it says in the Torah. On Yom Kippur, you have to be uncomfortable. Uncomfortable in that you're supposed to be hungry. If a person eats pachos mikichos seves agasach kamoy v'chigari nasa, he didn't stare his state of being hungry. He's still hungry. You have to eat a kaiseves agasa in order to be miyasva daite, in order to be in a place of yishav hadas. So being that it's not the achila per se that's the problem, but rather it's the fact that when you eat, you are no longer in a state of inui. That's the problem. So where the kpeda is achila, achila is defined as kizayis. But I mean, you can eat all day long. We don't care if you eat. What we care is that you should be in a state of inisim. When you eat, you're not inisim. Oh, for that, you have to eat a lot, though. For that, it's not enough for you to eat a kizayis. You have to eat maybe more than double the kizayis. More than the beya. You have to eat a kiseves hagasa, kamaya, the chigari nasa. Only then are you going to be in a state of yishuv hadas, so that we will deem it that you violated v'inisem esnaf shoyseichem. The truth is that the achronim in different places run with this principle, with this premise, that there's a fundamental difference between the Isra Achila on Yom Kippur and the Isra Achila regarding all other machalos asuros, and they mention different nafgaminas lahalacha. So we'll just mention three. Three nafgaminas lahalacha as it relates to this idea that there's no Isser Achila per se in Yom Kippur, but rather there's a mitzvah of Inisim Esnaf Shoyseichem, and when you eat, you're violating your status of Inisim Esnaf Shoyseichem, and as a result, it's awesome to eat on Yom Kippur. The first is the Shagas Aryeh, and this is not in Gvuras Aryeh here in Masechtas Yuma, but this is in Shagas Aryeh. It's in Simen Ayin Vav. So he says, the Gemara says in Perek Kol Shah, We spoke about this when we learned Masechtas Pesachim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Isurei Taira. Anything that a person is not allowed to eat, if he eats it Shalei Kederech Achila, or Shalei Kederech Hana, meaning you eat it in a strange way. You eat it in a way that people don't usually eat, whatever the nafkamina is. So if a person eats Shalei Kederech Achila, or if a person eats Shalei Kederech Hana, so in Allah is he's potter. You're not going to be chayef. Whenever it says in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat something, says the Gemara, it's only asra if you eat it Kederech Achila or Kederech Hana. But if you eat it Shalei Kederech Achila or Shalei Kederech Hana, the Allah is going to be potter. So says the Shagas Aryeh, I want to say a very big chiddush. That it could be this, that Shalei Kederech Achila is not an Achila, that's by Macholes Asuras, where it says in the Torah, thou shalt not eat. If you eat Shalei Kederech Achila, does heis nishta Achila from the Torah. You never violated the Isra Torah. And as a result, you're going to be potter. However, on Yom Kippur, it doesn't say anywhere you're not allowed to eat. On Yom Kippur, you have to be the Nisan es Nafshei Seichem. So if I eat, even if I eat Shalei Kederech Achila, but at the end of the day, as a result of the sandwich that you ate, are you feeling satisfied? Probably. Even though you ate it Shalei Kederech Achila. So if you put yourself into a situation where you have Yishev Adas, it's Yisuv, so as a result, even though it happened, Shalei Kederech Achila, says the Shagas Aryeh, the Halach is, I believe you're going to be Chayev. So there's no Ptur, there's no difference between Kederech Achila and Shalei Kederech Achila when it comes to Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, the Torah never said don't eat. If the Torah would have said don't eat, so you'll tell me, das eis nish gegessen. Here the Torah said, v'nisim es nafshei seichem. Inui means you're hungry. When you eat, you're not hungry. So it's not the Achila. It's the fact that you're not hungry anymore. Oh, it doesn't matter if I ate it Kederech Achila or if I ate it Shalei Kederech Achila. In fact, the name of Simon Ayin Vav in Shagas Aryeh is Ochal Shalei Kederech Achila B'yayim HaKippurim. It's the name of the whole Simon here in Shagas Aryeh, this halacha. But that's the chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh, that if a person would eat Shalei Kederech Achila on Yom Kippur, the halacha is it would be chayiv just as much as if he ate it Kederech Achila. That's the first chiddush. The second chiddush, Mechas Chinuch, in mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, Sivkot and Beis, declares to say a very, very big chiddush. And that is, as the Gemara Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, we don't have the time to go through this properly, but the Gemara over there brings a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What's the halachic definition of achil? It's a very yisoidist thing of machlokes. It's mentioned in many, many different places in the Achroinim, in different contexts. But le'in yoneinu, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what the halachic definition of achila is. Rabbi Yochanan says, the halachic definition of achila is hanoas groinoi. Reish Lakish argues, and he says it's not hanoas groinoi, but rather it's hanoas meyav. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, if your throat, the esophagus, had hanoah from food, that's already considered hanoah. Hanoas groinoi is hanoah. According to Reish Lakish, it has to be hanas me'ov. Your intestines would have had to have had hanah. Otherwise, it's not considered achila. And the Gemara Chulin Kuftim Alamad Beis goes through a whole bunch of nafkaminas. One nafkamina the Gemara says is what happens if a person put a perfect kezias inside his mouth and he ate it. So he took macholos asurois rachmona litzlan and he ate a kezias, chewed it, he digested it. The Gemara says that according to Reish Lakish, you're going to be potter. And the reason you're going to be potter is because inevitably there's going to be food in that kezias that didn't actually make it down the digestive tract. It's what the Gemara refers to as the food that gets stuck, bein achachinayim, food that gets stuck in the palate. Says the Gemara, if you hold that hana is hana's groinoi, that's the definition of achila. So the fact that it's stuck in your palate doesn't negate the fact that your throat had hanah from it. As a result, you ate a kezias. According to Reish Lakish, however, that it's hanah's meyav, so the halach is you did not swallow the whole zayas. So being that you didn't swallow the whole zayas, you're going to be okay. Oh, and by the way, Reish Lakish holds chatzi shir is mutam and atayra, so you're not even going to have the issa chatzi shir. But the bottom line is, zokti gemara, that a nafkamino, whether it's hanah's groinoi or hanah's meyav, would be if a person ate a perfect zayas, where inevitably there's going to be food stuck bein hachachinayim. Incidentally, the Gemara says that the food that's stuck bein hachinayim, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, is not considered achila. That's not even anaz groina. So the Gemara is really splitting hairs. There's the food that gets stuck bein hashinayim, the food that gets stuck bein hachanichayim, and then you have the food that actually makes it down the digestive tract. But the bottom line is, food that gets stuck bein hachanichayim. What's the halacha? You be chayv, you're going to be potter. So the Gemara is told, if anas groinoi, so you had anah from it. If it's anas made, you're not going to have. It's not going to be a problem. The Gemara says another nafkamina. What would be if a person ate a half a zayas, and then he threw up the food, vihikioi. So it went down, and then it went right back up. And then he ate another half a zayas, or you ate that same half a zayas. Are you going to be chayev or you're not going to be chayev? The Gemara over there says that according to Rabbi Yochanan Nas Groino, you're going to be chayev. The two half a zayasim will be mitzdarf. According to Reish Lakish, it was only one half a zayas that actually made it into your mayav. So you spit the food up and then you re-swallowed it. But at the end of the day, you didn't have a full zayas bevas achas in your mayav. So the halacha is, you going to be potter? There's other nafkaminas, very technical, but at the same time, fundamental in terms of understanding the halachic definition of achila. Is it anas groinoi or is anas mayav? So we said it's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says anas groinoi. Reish Lakish says it's anas mayav. Now, if it's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, there's not a lot of suspense. Who we paskin like? We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. We always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Three exceptions. We paskin that the definition of achila is hanas groinoi, and as I state in Rambam in Hilchas Macholis Asuris Perik Yud Dalid Halacha Gimel, that the definition of achila is hanas groinoi, it's not hanas meyav. Says the Minchas Chinuch Nistapakti. Since I had a suffix, what would be on Yom Kippur? What would be all these different shailas regarding Yom Kippur? Is it also going to be hanas groinoi or not? It's not echel, we passing Rabbi Yochanan, anos groinoi. See, now that eat on Yom Kippur, it should be anos groinoi. But he says the Michas Chinuch, yesh loima, that's all true, where the Torah says, thou shalt not eat. So you want to know what the definition of achil is? Rabbi Yochanan holds anos groinoi. We pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. But on Yom Kippur, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, thou shalt not eat. Yom Kippur is all about yisuve daita. Am I satisfied or am I still hungry? If you have food inside your throat, but it never goes down the digestive tract, you're not going to be satisfied. You may have tasted the food, but at the same time, you're still going to be hungry. So it says the Michas Chinuch, yesh loimar that sugyo in chulin kuf gimel amid beis, which is dvarim ma'imdim berumei shaloyla. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish could be that's by all sugyos of achila, with the exception of Yom Kippur. But on Yom Kippur, which is about being hungry or not being hungry, it's about Yisuvei Daito, no Yisuvei Daito. It could be over here, it's Pashat, even Rabbi Yochanan, it's going to be Moida, that it's going to be Anas Meyav, and it's not going to be Anas Grani. Now the Michas Chinuch says, Nistapakti, this was the suffix of the Michas Chinuch, HaMitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, Sivkot and Beis. But what the Michas Chinuch was not sure about, the Chassam Sofer, in Shailas and Chuvas Chassam Sofer was very sure about. And this is in Erechayim, it's in Simon Kufchav Zayin, and he says, Ubechidushe Yomarti. He quotes what he said in his Chidushim, it's here in the Sugis Mesachtes Yuma, and that is that it could be there's a difference between Yom Kippur and all other Macholes Asuras regarding the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. That even though we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's all about Anas Groiner, but says the Chassam Sofer, the Chiddush that the Michas Chinuch was a little afraid to say, he said this Tapakti, and that is that's only by regular Macholes Asuris, where it says in the Torah, not to eat. But as it relates to Yom Kippur, which is all about Yisuvei Daita, am I hungry at the end of the day? That food didn't go down the track. I'm still going to be hungry. It's Poshet, even Rabbi Yochanan is going to be Moizah, that it's not about Hanos Groino, but it's going to be about Hanos Meir. And the third Chiddush is a Chiddush from the Binyan Shloima, and that's Rav Shloima Akoya Mivilna. It's in Chelek Aleph, it's in Simen Mem Aleph. And he wants to say as follows. Klaus Ashayla. What would be if there was a chaylish yesh by sakana? The doctor said that this person, he has to eat macholas asurois, it's Yom Kippur, he has to eat, it's Pesach, he has to eat chametz. So the halach is, you do what you have to do, but at the same time, machil and oisei akalaka, we try to limit the avera as much as possible. The makar is a gemara mesechtes yuma, and it's coming up in Yetz Hashem at the end of this week. But the halach is, a chaylish yesh by sakana, we do what we have to do. Machil and oisei akalaka. Claire's Rav Shloima Akoyim Mivilna. What would be if there was a chayla where the doctor said this person has to eat a chatzisha? He needs to eat a half a zayas of nevela. If he doesn't eat a half a zayas of nevela, it's not going to be good. So you take a zayas, you measure, you give him a half, and he eats it. What would be if he ate a full zayas? Would he get malchus or would he not get malchus? Mitzad echad. Half his eyes, he had a right to eat. It was only the second half of his eyes, he didn't have a right to eat. The second half of his eyes is a chatzi shir. Chatzi shir, awesome in a Torah, we pass it like Rabbi Yochanan, but there's no malchus. For malchus, you have to have the shir. So the chayr wouldn't get malchus. Oh, yeah, shloimar. being that at the end of the day he ate a full shear, even though he had a right to eat the first half of shear, so maybe the halacha is he's going to be chay. I think it's pasha that this shayla is tali, and when a person violates an isra Torah because of pikuach nefesh, is it hutra or is it dechuya? And we've spoken about this many times. When a person has a right because of pikuach nefesh to pick up the phone and call atzala or to be mechalul Shabbos, is the pshat that being that it's b'makom pikuach nefesh, even though making a phone call involves chilul Shabbos, but under these circumstances, it's not a heftz of chilul Shabbos, or that it's chilul Shabbos. But at the same time, you do what you have to do. Not just that you have to do it, it's the biggest mitzvah in the world to do it. But is it a chilul Shabbos or is it not a chilul Shabbos? If someone's a chilul sheyesh bei zakonu and he has to eat machalas asuras, is he doing an iser? Narvaz, it's tchuya. At the end of the day, it's to save a Yiddish life is more important than the Surah Torah, and as a result, we're going to do it. Or maybe it's not an Isser at all. So it says, Rav Shlomo HaKoyim Mivilna, if you're going to tell me that when you do something, b'makom pikuach nefesh, it's not considered that you did an Isser, so if it's not considered that you did an Isser, so the first half a shear that you ate was mutter. What do you mean? It was a half a shear of nevela. Yeah, but it was mutter, because it was b'makom pikuach nefesh. Now you ate another half of zayis, the other half of zayis is a regular chatzis shir. Chatzis shir, you can't get malchus. But if you're going to tell me it's dechuya, so it comes out that when you ate that half a shir, really, you did do an iser. Narvas, you had a right to do it. It had ashkocha on it. It was mutter right now. Oh, but cheftzif in nevela it was. So now that you ate another half of zayis, maybe you're going to be... That's the suffix of Rav Shlomo HaKoyim Mivilna. But he wants to say like this. Vishuv ola bedaiti loymar. He said, but then I wanted to say a different chiddush. This is a huge chiddush. And we're going to leave the raid bite with this. But he said, I wanted to say a huge chiddush. That maybe there's a difference between Yom Kippur and between all other macholis asuris. Macholis asuris, the iser is da'achilo. Thou shall not eat a kezayis. So there you can clear a shaylo. That to the extent the first half of zayis you ate beheter. So what's the problem? The second half of zayis that I ate really was only a half a zayis. It's a chatzishir. You're not going to get mom because we're in a chatzishir. But on Yom Kippur, the aside of the Isra Achiva is not don't eat koyseves agasa kamoy v'chigarina. The aside is you should be hungry. A yid has to be hungry on Yom Kippur. When you eat, you're not hungry. And when you eat a koyseves agasa kamoy v'chigarina, so it's then that you're not hungry. And as a result, you can't eat the koyseves agasa. But it's not the Isra Achiva. It's the fact that right now, you are doing something that's staring the fact that you're hungry when you're supposed to be hungry. So he says, if somebody ate a chatzis shir beheter, who cares? At the end of the day, right now, you're a half a koseves agasa away from being able to exhale, from feeling good. You can't eat that half a kezayah, half a koseves agasa. I the first half I ate, who cares? What's game machan for? Hutra t'choya. At the end of the day, right now, you're still in a state of inui. You go ahead and you eat the other half of Kesevas Agasa, you're not going to be in a state of inu. You violated Taloch of Yenisim Esnaf Shesech. But I only ate a Kesevas Agasa. I understand. But now the Chati Kesevas Agasa that you ate was enough to take away the state of inu. And as a result, where the Isser is, the Maisachilo, I didn't eat maybe a Kezayas, a Macholos Asuris. You can clear such a Shail in the world of Lomdus. But over here, it's not about the Achilo. It's about the fact that I was hungry and I did something to make myself not hungry. So if I had eaten a half of Kesevas Agasa, Beheter, was game Mechon. End of the day, now I need another half of Kesevas Agasa. Now that half I ate Be'isr. Now I'm not hungry anymore. As a result, it's going to be a problem. So he says, Rav Shlomo HaKoyim Mivilna, I think it's a good svara. But he says, if that's the case, it's going to come out a much bigger chiddush. And that is, what would be if somebody eats a half of Kesevas Agasa right before Yom Kippur? Erev Yom Kippur. And then on Yom Kippur, eats another half of Kesevas Agasa. So Pashi, you would say, this is Chatzis Shir 101. Chatzis Shir Mutam and Atayr, Asam and Atayr. So good, go learn the first sugi in the 8th parak of Masach Tezumah. But he says, Lefiz, that could be, then no. Because at the end of the day, that half of Kesevas Agasa that I ate took me over the top. It tipped the scale, and as a result, if it took me over the top, the halacha should be that maybe you'll be chayiv, since it's a very big chiddush. But regardless, since a three nafkaminas la halacha, the shagasari and simin ayuvav regarding shloike derech achilo, the mechaschinuch and shin yud gimel, and the chasam soif and chuvas, erechayim simin kuf chav zayin, that regarding the machlech of yechim reishlokish and chulun kuf gimel on the base, as it relates to anos, groine versus anos, mayo, and then the chiddush of shloime akoyim mivilna. In Binyan Shloima, Chelik Aleph, Sin and Nem Aleph, as it relates to the halachas of Chatzishir. But just to end on a lighter note, and that is, today's daf was all about a machloikis amayron. A machloikis, whether Kaisevis Hagasa is larger than a Beitza or it's smaller than a Beitza. Now, who are the amayron that debated this point? Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yehuda, and Amar Rav Zvid. Now the truth is, if you look in the Gemara, Daf Ayin Tes Amar Aleph, it doesn't say Amar Rabba Amar Rab Yehuda. It says Amar Rava Amar Rab Yehuda. The Maseres Hashas changes the Gersa and says it's not Amar Rava, but rather it's Amar Rabba. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Agoyes, right here on the Gemara, says that it's Poshet, that the Gersa was Amar Rabba and it wasn't Amar Rava. And the reason is because it's a Mefurish Gemara. And Masechta's condition that Ayin Beis on the days that Rava never saw Rav Yehuda. If Rava never saw Rav Yehuda, there's no way the Gersa is Amar Rava Amar Rav Yehuda. It must be someone that was older than Rava that saw Rav Yehuda, and that was Rabba. Rabba saw Rav Yehuda. So what's this Gemara? The Gemara says Amar Mar Kishemes Rabbi Akiva Noilad Rabbi. Rabbi Akiva passed away. Rabbi was born. Kishemes Rabbi. Noilad Rav Yehuda. When Rabbi passed away, Rav Yehuda, the Amora, was born. Kishemes Rav Yehuda. When Rav Yehuda passed away, Noilad Rava. Rava was born. Kishemes Rava. Noilad Rav Ashi. Lelamedcha she'ein tzadik nifta min ha'olam ad she'nifra tzadik ha'moysoi. Shenemar v'zorach ha'shemesh uva ha'shemesh ad she'loi kofsa shimshoi shal eili zorcha shimshoi shal shmul haramasi. So there's an idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he takes a tzadik away from the world, he makes sure that there's a tzadik that's waiting to step into his shoes. And the Gemara gives a cheshmi. Kishemes Rabbi Akiva noilad Rabbi. Kishemes Rabbi noilad Rav Yehuda. Kishemes Rav Yehuda noilad Rava. Kishemes Rava noilad Rav Ashi. And it really comes from Kishemes Eli nolda Shmuel HaRamasi. But the point is, Kishemes Rav Yehuda noilad Rava. Rava was born when Rabbi Yehuda passed away. It sounds like it happened on the same day. So that's the case. It can't be Omar Rava Omar Rav Yehuda. Because Rava never saw Rav Yehuda. Rava was literally born the day of the Petira of Rav Yehuda. So must be, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that the Girsa is not Omar Rava Omar Rav Yehuda, but rather it's Omar Rava Omar Rav Yehuda. But the truth is, Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Hagah is not so Pasha. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. This was raid that was left on the table during Arvei Pesachim. So the Gemara over there says, Amar Rava. Rava said, Ashkachtino l'sabi de Pumpadiso de Yasvi v'ka'ami. He says, I met the Sabi de Pumpadiso, and they were talking about the Nusach of how you make Kiddush and how you make Abdullah. Very geshmati Gemara. But it began, Amar Rava. Rava said, Ashkachtino I met the Sabi de Pumpadisa. So who exactly were the Sabi de Pumpadisa? So it's a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says Sabi de Pumpadisa were Rav Yehuda and Rav Eina. Two Amira. Rav Yehuda lived in Pumpadisa and Rav Eina lived in Pumpadisa. And whenever the Gemara says Sabi de Pumpadisa, it means Rav Yehuda and Rav Eina. So the Maloi HaRoyim on this Gemara, in the back of the Gemara, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis and Perek Avri Psochim says, Omar Rava Ashkachtino le Sabi de Pumpadisa. He says, how's it possible? How could Rava have met Sabi the Pumpadisa? The Gemara says, who's Sabi the Pumpadisa? It's Rav Yehuda and Rav Eino. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, that Kishemes, Rav Yehuda, Noilad Rava. So there's no way Rava ever saw Rav Yehuda. So if he never saw Rav Yehuda, so what does he mean? Then Omar Rava Ashkachtinu l'Sabi the Pumpadisa. So says the Maloi HaRoyim, that you have to say a Chiddush, and he says he thinks it's Pashat. And that is, when the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, Kishemes Rabbi Akiva Noilad Rabbi, Kishemes Rabbi Noilad Rav Yehuda, Kishemes Rabbi Yehuda Noilad Rav, Kishemes Rav Noilad Rav Ashi, it doesn't mean literally. It doesn't mean literally. But what it means is, Noilad, in terms of, he came to life. And Noilad, in terms of, he had a later, from the standpoint, that he became great. And he was Oilo L'Geduva. And that's what it means. So Rabbi Akiva, as long as he was alive, Rabbi Akiva was the God of the Adar. Kishemes Rabbi Akiva noilad Rabbi. Rabbi was Oyla the Gedula. And because he was Oyla the Gedula, he was literally a Panim Chadashis Ba'okam. All of a sudden, all the Shailas are coming to him. All of a sudden, he is now the leader in Klal Yisrael. So Kishemes Rabbi Akiva noilad Rabbi. The same was true Kishemes Rabbi noilad Rabbi Yehuda. Kishemes Rabbi Yehuda noilad Rava. And Kishemes Rav Noilad Rav Ash. So did Rav meet Rav Yehuda? Maybe he met. Maybe he did meet him. What does it mean, Kishemes Rav Yehuda Noilad Rav? It means that when Rav Yehuda was Nifter, Rav was Oyla L'Gdula. And from the standpoint that it was Oyla L'Gdula, we're using the word not literally, but figuratively, he was Noilad. Says the Maloi HaRoyim, the Rambam in his Akdama to the Yad Chazak, when he goes through the Shalshelas HaTorah, Moshe Kibbel Torah, Misina Misar Yeshua, so he says that Rav Ashi was Mekabel Torah from Rava. And everyone is Matmir. How could you say Rav Ashi was Mekabel Torah from Rava? It says, Kinshames Rava, Noilad Rav Ashi. They never saw each other. Says the Maloi HaRoyim, it's Pashi, that's what I'm saying, because the word doesn't mean literally. Kinshames
Rava that day noilad Rav Ashi. It means kishameis Rabbi noilad Rav Ashi. And he says, by the way, what's the makar? The zorach Hashemesh uva Hashemesh. Actually, kafsa shimshol shaleli zorach Hashemeshol shoshmul haramasi. He says Shmuel haramasi wasn't born on the day that Eli was nifta. We know that King Gemara with Eli and Shmuel, and he was meir alocha b'fnei Rabbi. So of course that's not the case. So what does it mean kishameis? Actually, it means that he became great, because as long as there was Eli, there was Eli. So now it was Uba Hashemesh, so there was a Vazarach Hashemesh. It was in the same sense that Kishemes Rav Yehuda Noilad Rava, and Kishemes Rava Noilad Rav Ashi, it was Mual Derech Vazarach Hashemesh Uba Hashemesh. That's what the Maloya Rhyme says. If that's the case, it's bullshit. That you could have Omar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yaakov Emden said, the Girsa can't be Omar Rav Yehuda, because Ayin Kedush and Daf Ayin Beis on the base. But it's a Mefurish Malay HaRayim, who is Medayir. From the Gemara Pesach and Kufi Yitzayin on the base, where Rava said, Ashkach Nidol Asabi the Pumpadisa, so unless you're going to change the Girsa too, Rav Yaakov Emden doesn't say anything in that Gemara. So you see that Rava saw Rav Yehuda, the Teretz is, it's the way he explained. I saw that Rav Reuven Margolis in a Sefer Margolis Hayam, and this is a Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yudal Raman Aleph. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Loza, Ein Adam Oyle Lignula, Ela Im Kein Moichlin Loy Al Kol Avi Noisov. So he says, Ein Adam Oyle Lignula, Ela Im Kein Moichlin Loy Al Kol Avi Noisov. Incidentally, the Welt says that when the city of Prague approached the Noid of Yehuda to take on the Rabbanis, so to do it, there were many years, there were decades, that there was no Rav in Prague. After Rav David Oppenheim passed away, so there was a large gap where Prague, which was an Ir V'Ein B'Yisrael, didn't have a Rav. And at some point, the Noid of Yehuda was really being pushed into taking the Shteler, and he didn't want to take it. Lamaisi ended up taking it. So they asked him, like, what was the back and forth? First, he didn't want to take it. Then you came around, you decided you're going to take it. So he said he didn't want to take it for the obvious reasons. But then he remembered Chazal say, Ein Adam Oilu L'Gdula Elam Kei Moichlan Loyal Kol Avi Noisav. And he said he's going to do it Pasha for the Mechilas Avoinus. And that's why he was willing to take it. So Rav Reuven Margolis brings from a Tshuvas HaGa'onim. He brings it from a Tshuvas Rav Hai Goyin and a few different Mekoiris in the Ga'onim that said, on this Gemara, Ein Adam Oilu L'Gdula Elam Kei Moichlan Loyal Kol Avi Noisav. That there's a remez from a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. It says, "Mipnei seva takum, v'adarto pnei zaken, v'yoreso me'alikecho ani Hashem." The next pasuk, "V'chiyagur itchager ba'artzachem loisainu oisai." So, "Mipnei seva takum, v'adarto pnei zaken." That's talking about a big rabbi. "Mipnei seva takum, v'adarto pnei zaken." Zaken is eshakana chachma. This is a Talmud chacham. The next pasuk, "V'chiyagur itchager ba'artzachem." So this comes from the Ga'onim. The Ga'onim said, what's the smichos? What's the connection between these two ideas? That a ger is a ger shen is gayer kikotin shen oiladami. So mipnei seva takum v'adarta pnei zakin, that when a person is oilad gedula, he has a stellar on this level, he's zoicha tavikiyogur itcha ger ba'artzachem, he becomes a ger shen is gayer kikotin shen oiladami, and as a result, in Adam oilad gedula elen kei moichlan le'akol avinois, it's mechilas avoinus. And the gedder of the Chilas Havoinis, it's because he's a new person. He's a Panim Chadoshness. He's literally a Gershenes Geyer that's Gekon Shanoel Domi. And because of that, so he brings, does Rav Reuven Margolis in this piece, this Maloy HaRoyim. It's a Margolis Sayyam, a Mesechta Sanhedrin, Yudal Ramad Aleph. So he brings the Maloy HaRoyim and he says, that's the Pshat, that the Maloy HaRoyim said, that's Kishemes Rav Yehuda Noilad Rava. What was the Lashon of Noilad Rava? So he said, he's using the word figuratively. But it's mamish this vart. It's this tshuvas ha-ga'oinim. It's v'chiyogur itchager. This is an idea of kershen eskayr kagotin shenoyladami. Just to digress for one second, that is that yesterday's daf, on daf ayinchesam and alef, the Gemara mentioned a tano, maybe it's an amoyro, Yehuda bar Groigris. So who is Yehuda bar Groigris, right? We went through it very, very quickly, like we did everything in yesterday's daf. But who exactly was Yehuda bar Groigris? Now, Groigris is a fig, not to be confused with a kaisevis, which is a date. So we spoke earlier from Rav Reuven Margolis in the Masechta about the bean. But this is the fig, right? So who is the fig? Who is Yehuda bar Groigris? I saw Rav Reuven Margolis. You know he's going to be on this. So Rav Reuven Margolis, and it's in the Sefer Netzayt Seyar, and he sends you to a Sefer Lecheker Shemus V'kinuyim. So he says that he thinks Yehuda bar Groigris was. We know there was a Tana whose name was Ben Hehe. There was another Tana whose name was Ben Bagbag. Tosfos in Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Tes Amud Beis says that Ben Hehe and Ben Bagbag, they were both Gerim. Ben Hehe and Ben Bagbag were both Gerim. So he says Ben Hehe was called Ben Hehe because Avram and Sarah were the Ovle Gerim, right?
Geirim Akol ben Avram. So Avram is the of the Geirim, and Sarah is the of, she's the mother for all the Geirises. And they both had a hey added to their name. Avram became Avram, and Sarah became Sarah. So Tosfos says, ben Hehe or bar Hehe. So who was bar Hehe, who famously told Hillel, right? So who is this bar Hehe? Yesh Mefarshim, Sheger Hoya. V'hainu ben Avram v'sorah, sh'li toisev hei b'shmah, v'chem ben Bagbag. The same is true with regards to ben Bagbag, the Kula Talmudah, who you find in different places, because it's oyle hei. Beis Gimel is hei. Ben hei hei and ben Bagbag, they both refer to, the Rav Reuven Margolis says that there's another Tana that you find that had such a name, and that is Yehuda ben Gerim. Now, Yehuda ben Gerim is mentioned in one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, Shabbos Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, where the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef, they were all sitting together, and Pasach Yehuda ben Gerim, and he said, "Kamen not masem shal umazu." And Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai said what he said. He ended up getting in trouble. He had to run away into the Ma'ariv for 12 years and the boxer and everything else. So his name was Yehuda ben Gerim. So Rashi says, "What's Yehuda ben Gerim? Ben Ger v'Giyoris Haya." He was the son of a Ger and a Geyiris. So Rabbi Margolis says, you see, Yehuda ben Gerim, Rashi says, he wasn't just the son of a Ger. He was the son of a Ger and a Geyiris. It's mistaber that Bar Hehe was also the son of a Ger and a Geyiris. That's why it's Hehe. And the same was true for Ben Bagbag. It wasn't just a Ben Ger. He was a Ben Gerim, the way Rashi explains it in Shabbos, Salam, and Gimel, Lama, Beis. But that aside, so he says, maybe that's who Yehuda bar Groigris was. Groigris is Ger v'Geyiris. Says, no, it wasn't Groigris, it wasn't the son of a fig, but it was Bar Groigris. And maybe Yehuda ben Groigris is the same as Yehuda ben Gerim. But either way, Ger v'Kiyoris, like Rashi says in Shabbos, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, brilliant, as it relates to Rav Reuven Margolis and again. But this is a different shtickle, where he brings from the Shuvas HaGa'onim that says, when they say v'takum v'adartum p'nei zakin, and then right afterwards it says, v'chiyogar itcha ger ba'artzachem, le'sainu wa'isa, just to end with a Chassam Sofer, and that is, the Chassam Sofer, this is a longer piece that we spoke about once, and that's Hashem another day, but he says that we know Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts the days of a tzaddik, and a tzaddik passes away on the day that he was born. And the Chassam Sofer says it always bothered him because there's so many tzaddikim that did not pass away on the day that they were born. Their yard site and their birthday were not the same day. So he says, what's the pshat? So says the Chassam Sofer that it's pashat to him. That the reason there's an inyan of a person dying on the day that he was born, Chazal say, is because yovah yoyim haleida v'yechaper al yoyim ha-misa, whatever that means. But yovah yoyim haleida v'yechaper al yoyim ha-misa. So Chassam Sofer said, what's the schus of the yoyim haleida? Yoyim haleida is a schus. Yoyim haleida is an opportunity. It's not a schus. What's the greatest schus of the yoyim haleida? So he says it's pashat to him that there were tzaddikim during the course of their lifetimes where one day they were pashat born again. Kaviyachal. They had another Leida. Right? The Zohar Kadosh says, Eilu told us Noyach. Noyach gave birth to Noyach. Noyach had it, was Moilid himself. He came back. There was a Panim Chadashis of Noyach. And he says, every tzaddik had that. Now, no one's born a tzaddik. And this is something that happens as a person gets, at some point in a person's life, a switch can go off where everything is going to change. Kishemes Rav Yehuda, Noilad Rava. Rava suddenly had a Leida. But this is not the Leida of the day that he was born. This is a Leida that happens at some point during his life. And the Chassam Sofer says, it's Pasha to me. It's Pasha to me. That the Eibishter knows what that day is. And every single tzaddik amiti that ever passed away, he said, died on the day that he was born. Not the day that he was physically born, but on the day that he was a Noilad Rava. On the day that he was a Noilad Rav Ashi. It was on that day, it was on his Yoyim HaLeida. So he said, why do we make such a big deal? Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, and he was sniffed on Zayin Adar. He says, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu was different. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know when he was born, it was Nismala Kalabayas Kuloyar. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kaddish Merechem. Moshe Rabbeinu was Taka, a Tzaddik the second year. And that's why his Leida started the day of his Leida. And because it started the day of his Leida, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, Taka, was born on Zayin Adar, and he was Nifter on Zayin Adar. But says the Chassam Sofer, every single Tzaddik is Nifter on the day that he was born. It's just you have to know really what the birthday is. So what's the birthday? Is the birthday the day that you were physically born? Said the Chassam Sofer, Mechateisa. Why is that such a big kunst? A person is born and there's Shnei Drachim Lefanov. It's Baruch Atah B'Vayecha, only when it's Baruch Atah B'Tzeisecha. But to say that the Yoyim HaLeida is going to be Mechaper on the Yoyim HaMisa, so what's the big deal about the Yoyim
Haleda. He says, no, that's not what Chazal meant. Chazal meant that a person can have his own Yoim Haleda. Person has the ability to literally recreate himself. That's a koyach that every person has. And when a person does that, he's a gedder of a gershin, a sky, a kakot, and shenoyladami. He has mechilas savoynis, and that becomes his Yoim Haleda. That's his b'ni aniya yoim l'deticha shalmi meni ve'etna. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. That's his special day. And that day has a special koyach. And the tzaddikim on the Yoim HaMisa, which is a very scary day, it's a daunting day, the Yoim HaMisa, they're able to make sure that the tzaddik's Yoim HaMisa should be on his Yoim HaLeida, because his Yoim HaLeida is a zagavaldig eschus. When he comes up to Shamayim and they're judging him mamish on the Yoim HaMisa, today this is his birthday. This is his bni aniya yoim l'deticha shalmi meni ve'etno. This is his yoim aleida, and that's yove yoim aleida v'yichaper al yoim amisa. But it's not the yoim aleida, the day that he was yotzei meirecha mimoy. That's not what it means. The Chassam Sofer, and he says this in a few different places. The yoim aleida is the day of he recreates himself, the day that he becomes a tzaddik.